Yeah. Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 44. I'm your host, Sid Souter, coming to you from the road, but with surprising clarity, thanks to the blue snowball mic I received as a Christmas present this year. So many things to tell you, but you don't want to hear any of them, so I should probably just play some music. We'll start off by telling you that you listened to the Teddy Bears with the song Yours to Keep featuring Nina Cherry. That's off their album Soft Machine that came out August of last year. I had not heard of the band or heard of them in any way, I guess, until the, it's a car commercial or something with a song of theirs featuring Iggy Pop, punk rocker. And I liked that song, and I went and got the album. So I guess Volkswagen or whoever it is may not have sold me a car, but they sold me a band. And I like the album a lot, and I'm kind of unapologetic about that. I've got a very odd podcast coming for you this week. Lots of stuff over a long range of time and lots of different moods represented, and I couldn't figure out how to put it together to make it cohesive. So you're going to get kind of a odd mix. And hey, that's how it works. Too Much Rock Podcast is just a dump of what I buy, receive, download, steal, I don't know, whatever. But every week you, or month, the case has been lately. I play music for you for what I got, and you can tell me if it's good or bad, or just keep that to yourself. I'm going to play something next, a mashup from DJ Capel and Smitty. The song is Come On / My Way of Life, and this is from the album Blue Eyes Meets Bed-Stuy, and yes, it is Frank Sinatra and Biggie Smalls mashups. This one's kind of entertaining, though.
And it was on from there, the motherfucker. It wasn't nothing stopping them.
What the rest of his niggas do?
Man, the motherfuckers was ready for anything. The niggas was packing burners. The niggas was ready to fight whatever they had to do, homes. The niggas was on the real flip mode, homes. They was coming out like a motherfucker. The nigga was amped. He was like, come on! Come on, motherfucker!
Come on, motherfuckers, come on! Come on, motherfuckers, come on!
Yeah.
Come on, motherfuckers, come on! Come on, motherfuckers, come on!
Check it out.
Come on, motherfuckers, come on!
Yeah.
Come on, motherfuckers, come on! Come on, motherfuckers, come on! Come on, motherfuckers, come on!
I got seven Mac 11s, about 8 38s, 9 9s, 10 Mac 10s, the shit's never end. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Smalls, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the two weed spots, the two hot clocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot dread in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little body got the shoddy to your body, so don't resist or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay them far away. Everybody hit the D-E-C-K. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana slipped the yayo. That's crazy blunts, mad elves. My voice excels from the avenue to jail cells. Oh my god, I'm dropping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at their christening. So you better grab your pistol, cause if you sit still, I'm gonna make your fucking shit spill. And I'm talking about buckets, why did I have to do it? So now said fuck it, you got a gun, nigga, bust it. Cause I got more shots to pop ya, big popper, breaking you off something proper. Signing off is the hardcore rap singer, aka crack slinger, bring it anytime.
Come on, motherfuckers, come on. 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 Come on, motherfuckers, come on.
Gotta have you near all the time. With your dreams wrapped in mine. Gotta be a part of your soul and of your heart all the time. Nothing in the world that I do means a thing without you. I'm just half alive in my struggle to survive without you.
Well, why not blow up the spot with Sinatra? Release the brainstorm to make your motherfucking brain warm. A strange form, something kind of lyrical. Biggie the bastard, so now it's kind of spiritual. Well, in God we trust, guns I bust. Got that disgusting suicide thumping. And do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that I bring? Make an MC wanna sing for a living. Check the beat down, we fucking give it. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, 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 come on,
Yeah, kick that, kill it, whatever it takes to end that. That was Les George's Leningrad with the song Mammal Beats from their album Sangue Puro that came out on Tom Lab in October of last year. Montreal band there who is very entertaining live, but I don't think I can really listen to the album. I saw them open for, I believe it was Stereo Total, and it was so much fun. But the record, I don't know. It's arty, let's say that. Before that, you heard a track from Muse with the song Starlight from their album Black Holes and Revelations. Came out on Warner Brothers in July of last year. English band, and they pretty much sound like an English band on Warner Brother Records. They kind of bore me. That track I kind of like only because it sounds like they're ripping off a Simple Minds or a Crowded House song or something. I don't know. Anyway, that one goes to Dana because she really likes that album. And we started things off there with DJ Capel and Smitty with the mashup of Frank Sinatra and Biggie Smalls. And of course, Catherine sent me that way, hunting for that track for her. And that album has some entertaining moments. And I really like the orchestra bits added in there. And mostly I just like the parts where beats are added to Frank. The rest of it kind of scares me because I'm very white. Coming up next, I'm going to play a song from a band called Goodnight Moon. I don't know a damn thing about them. They sent me their CD, a four-song demo, and it's just called A Collection of Songs. And the song I'm going to play is Two for the Ripsaw, or Goodbye, Mr. Chips. There are like three Goodnight Moons out there, and one of them just signed to Tooth & Nail Records. This is not that band. This is a much better band from Decatur, Illinois. And as I said, the song is called Two for the Ripsaw or Goodbye, Mr. Chips.
Big, as a pastor bent down to pin
Well, better late than never. That was Guillermo Sexo with the song Vendedoras from their album Oh Wow. Came out on their own label in 2006, and they're a Boston band. I caught them a few years ago and hadn't seen them since until last October when I invited myself out to one of their shows. And it turns out their lead singer, Jess Barnett, couldn't make it, but Ruben, who you heard on that track, just carried the day with the rest of the whole set in singing her songs as well. And since then, Jess has left the band, and I guess Ruben's continuing on with the rest of the trio. No, he wasn't sure if they're going to try to replace Jess or not, but as you heard from that track and that sort of dark Latin, I don't know, post-punk thing there, they definitely have something going on. Before that was a track by Goodnight Moon from Decatur, Illinois. And I don't know, I like that. Good things from them. We'll figure out where they're going. Coming up next is a track from Britta Phillips and Dean Wareham. The song I'm going to play is from Threw It Away off their album La Ventura. It's actually a cover of an Angel Corpus Christi song. It came out on Jet Set Records in 2003, and I found it when I was looking for their new album, which, again, is, I think, all covers, or mostly covers. But I couldn't find it, but I did find this one, and for $1.99, I couldn't pass it up. So I'm going to play a track here. This is Threw It Away by Britta Phillips and Dean Wareham. You probably know them from Luna.
I'm d'accord pour le cinéma, pour le rock, le twist ou le cha-cha. Je suis d'accord pour tout ce que tu voudras, mais ne compte pas sur moi pour aller chez toi. Dans la rue, si nous nous promenons, je suis d'accord pour de longues stations. Tu peux me faire mille propositions, mais ne me demande pas d'aller chez toi. Bébé, si tu n'es pas content, je penserais que ça signifie que tu ne m'aimes pas comme tu le prétends, et que bien souvent tu m'as menti. Je suis d'accord, ensemble on est heureux. Je suis d'accord, on fait de notre mieux, ça peut durer peut-être un mois ou deux, si tu ne me demandes pas d'aller chez toi. D'accord, ensemble on est heureux. Je suis d'accord, on fait de notre mieux. Ça peut durer peut-être un mois ou deux, si tu ne me demandes pas d'aller chez toi. Oh, oh, oh. Si tu ne me demandes pas d'aller chez toi. Oh, oh, chez toi, ouais, chez toi.
Hey, I warned you it was going to be a weird podcast. You can't yell at me now. That last track was Francois Hardy with the song Jesus de Cor. I don't know. My French is horrible and Jen will make fun of me. That's from her 1965 album, The Yeah Yeah Girl from Paris. And if you really want to tie in with the previous track, that was Britta Phillips and Dean Wareham of Luna, who did a wonderful cover of Bonnie and Clyde by Serge Gainsbourg, who obviously was a big influence for Francois Hardy as well. So there you go. There's a tie-in. But it only made sense to me and probably Matt Pinfield. And let's see. I guess it's time to say goodbye. Oh my goodness, we've already run way late. I got one track left for you. It's a track by Robin Hitchcock off of a 1992 promo album called Live Death. Maybe it's called Live Death. Who knows? The track is My Wife and My Dead Wife. This album is one that I used to play at the radio station when I worked at WQAX in Bloomington, Indiana. And I lost it because it was promo only, and it took me years to find it. And I finally just posted it to a Robin Hitchcock group and had it within 10 seconds. So, silly me. But anyway, we're going to end things off this week with My Wife and My Dead Wife. I apologize to the couple of bands who sent me stuff, and it took me a month to play it or more. And next week is going to be just as modeled, because I just downloaded all sorts of weird stuff over the holidays. Whenever the urge struck me, I hit the iTunes store and just said, bye, bye, bye. You know, when you're doing Christmas shopping, what's another, you know, 10 bucks here or there? Anyway, I was supposed to play this. This is My Wife and My Dead Wife by Robin Hitchcock.
His life into a noose, and in the absence of a jury, convicts and hangs himself. Now, you could say a lot of people should be deader than they are, but they're gonna be. And the privilege that an artist enjoys is he can hang himself or characters, real or imaginary, and it doesn't hurt. Not like if I strung myself up with this piece of flex, which would not only slowly and inefficiently in my life, but probably fuck up the electrical system. But every so often, you have to consider what happens to the soul before death. My wife lies down on a chair, stares into air. My dead wife sits in a chair, combing her hair. I know she's there. She wanders off to the bed, shaking her head. Dennis, she said, you know I don't take sugar. Sits down on a chair, stares into air. I know she's there, 'cause I'm drilling holes in the wall, little holes in the wall. I turn round and my dead wife's upstairs. She's still wearing flares. She talks out loud, but no one hears. Lies down on the beach. She's sucking a peach. She's out of reach of the waves that crash on the sand, where my dead wife stands holding my hand. Now my wife can't swim, but neither could she. In deep in the sea, she's waiting for me. She's waiting for me. Oh, I'm such a lucky guy, 'cause I got you, baby, and I'll never be lonely. My wife and my dead wife. Am I the only one that sees her? My wife and my dead wife. Doesn't anybody see?